I didn't really, I think I'd ever say this, but it is a pleasure to be sitting next to the former Pride middleweight champion, Mr. Wanderlei Silva. Wanderlei, welcome to Toronto.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I love this city. You know, I have a lot of friends here in Toronto. And the people say, okay, the weather here sucks, but the people is great.
You got a bit of a miserable day today, but you know, what are you going to do, right?
No, that's okay. I don't know what the guy's doing. You know, it's cold, it's rain, a lot of beautiful girls. I don't know what this Canadian guy's doing all day, all night here.
Just wait until the middle of December where we have like 12 feet of snow.
Nah, this is great.
First of all, my first question, how are you feeling?
Really good. I feel good. I'm back to training right now, and I feel really good for this next fight.
So before we get to the next fight coming up, take me back to, you know, after the Chris Leben fight. What did Dana White say to you following that fight?
No, it's true. I talked to him and I asked him for giving me an opportunity for a fight, and then and this opportunity comes right now, no, because Vitor have an injury. And I'm ready, you know, I'm back again.
Coming off the Chris Leben fight, did retirement ever cross your mind, or did you know, you know what, I need to get back into the gym and I want to keep fighting?
No, I want to keep fighting, you know, and this is my job. This is just the thinking I know to do. And I'm so happy for back. This is the point. And after that fight, you're gonna thinking about.
Okay, so, you know, accepting the Kung Lee fight, because Vitor Belfort got hurt. Talk about Kung Lee as an opponent and how you feel you match up with him.
He's a really good opponent, you know. I never saw his fights before. I just see watching his videos this week. And he's having a different style. I never fight with one guy with a style like him. But I think he's a good opponent for me. You know, we can have one good fight for the fans.
And you can welcome him to the octagon in only Wanderlei Silva fashion, right?
Exactly. I'm gonna try. No, I'm working a lot right now, and I'm gonna give you a good fight.
I mean, the one thing that people say about you is that, you know, win or lose, you're always entertaining the fans. You know, you go out there to put on a show. Similar, I assume the similar, even though Dana White has said, you know, this might be Wanderlei's last fight, similar sort of mentality going into this one?
No. I know, going to be my last fight because I'm going to have a great performance and everybody going to want more.
Perfect. Now, talk about, you know, what you're in town for and doing all the appearances and whatnot.
Yeah, no, that appearances before I know, and I'm gonna fight. This is my last job, and I'm so for coming here to Toronto in my last appearance, because here is one town in the world can I have more friends. No, I love to come here. No, because I have a great energy for my fans here. The guys give me a great support here in Toronto, and I love that.
And then the UFC just announced, you know, they're going back to Japan in February. You, of course, spent a lot of your career there. Talk about how that sport is sort of in Japan. Like, how big is it?
You know, in Japan, I just back from Japan. No, I traveled to Japan, I think, 2 weeks ago. And still good there. No, I make a couple of appearances there. A lot of friends, a lot of guys coming to talk to me. And my name is too strong there. I like that, and maybe I'm gonna try to fight in there in February.
Okay, great, Wanderlei. If people want to follow you on Twitter, throw out the Twitter handle.
It's @1FC. Check there. No, we're gonna. Well, where is the place? Can we gonna be tomorrow? Popeye's in the night in. Trist. So the guys wanted to meet me my last time here before my fight. Going there. Interest nightclub and Popeye, and thanks so much for the great support from my Canadian fans, my Canadian friends, and I hope I give a great show for all my Canadian friends. And I hope one day I'm coming to fight here in Toronto.
Perfect, and we should shout out Jack DePerrell as well for bringing you here as well.